Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to La Femme de Prose. I am your host, Karen Allen. It is wonderful that you listeners are joining us today and every time we go live. And, of course, we are also distributed everywhere, Twitter, Facebook, wherever we are. And you can listen to us again and again. We have some wonderful guests. And today, what an accomplished woman we have, Dr. Carol Soloway. She is very busy. First of all, let's start with mom and grandma. Very important right there, okay? Mother of five and grandmother. Do I have that right? I can't keep track of all the kids that we all have. I may have the mother of three and grandmother of five. Maybe I've reversed it, Dr. Soloway. But in any case, not only of that, she is a chiropractor. She is a medical examiner. She is the president of the International Association of Women of North Orange in California, where she resides. She received an award for Woman of Achievement in 2018. She's also the reason we're actually doing this show today. She has written her first novel called Sex Happens. Nothing new to anyone, right? Except this is a really fun novel to read. Sex Happens. She's going to tell you all about what's going on in this novel. Dr. Soloway, thank you so much for joining us. Did I get the amount of children right? Mother of three sons.
No. I have three sons. My husband has two. And together we have 12 grandchildren.
Okay. Wow. Lots of children.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lots of kids.
You are a mother and grandmother. That part I got right.
Oh, absolutely.
Congratulations on your leadership roles and on your receiving this award for achievement in 2018. Good for you on that. And you are a chiropractor yourself, as is the main character in this book that you have written, Dr. Alexandra Rose. Might that be the only thing that you have in common with her, other than she is a mom also?
No.
Other than that?
No.
No, okay. Well, she's divorced and fighting for custody of her children. That is not you. So there's maybe a few things you have in common and much of that you don't have in common with her. But still, you were able to write this fun thing read that has a lot of people on Amazon writing very, very good reviews. Enjoyable, interesting, can't put it down, things like that. First of all, why did you write this book? You're a busy gal.
I wrote this book because I did lose custody of those three children. And years ago, I did do that. And I became a workaholic. That was my drug of choice. That's how I built. I mean, there were nights I even slept in the office. Nothing else mattered because I didn't have my children. And after 20 years, and I didn't tell anybody because I was so ashamed of this. I didn't have any money to fight. So after 20 years, I was diagnosed with melanoma. And you know what? I got over it. And it was then that I decided that there are other women who wasted 20 years like I did. So I decided to write a novel about a woman who loses custody, but I went to court. I watched one battle after another to get my research. I spoke to attorneys, spoke to judges, because I didn't go through the battle. And I also, maybe there's a little possible murder in this court battle that evolves. And so I made it much more interesting than my life of being a workaholic.
So let me go back for a minute. So you actually lost custody of your own children many, many years ago?
Yes.
And you
Hello?
Did not have the fight. Yeah, no, you did not have the fight, because that is what happens in this story, just to explain to people. You did not have the fight that this your main character went through. Is that what you're saying? And you had melanoma, because, I'm trying to put that in perspective here. That's a terrible, terrible thing, of course. But you
well,
did
what
not
happened
have the
to
fight
me is
or the
I had
battle.
No money. we had just moved here. I had a $10,000 student loan. That was mine. And I just signed because he said, you know, I'll give you a lot of money for the child support. And then they decided to move. So that
wow.
was what happened. There was no, and I even signed with the same attorney because the attorney said $2,000. I said, are you kidding me? So that was my story.
Wow. I'm sad to hear that, really. Yeah, because that's
has a great
hard
ending.
To believe. Yeah, of course. I'm so sad to hear because nowadays with family court, that's a whole other show. But it's really sad what happens in family court where many, many women do lose custody for all kinds of reasons. So when I hear that, I just my ears go up. I'm like, wow, that is incredible. And you actually experience that yourself. And you tell it in such a way that it just seems, you know, hard to believe and hard to grasp the reality of that. That, you know, using the same attorney and all those, it's like just incredible. So I'm so sad to hear that it actually happened to you that way. And I'm glad that it hasn't happened.
Well, you know, whenever I speak, because I do a lot of speaking across the country, one woman always comes up to me and tells me that she too lost custody and has been ashamed every single time. I think there are 500,000 women across the country who have lost custody or who don't have primary.
Yes, yes. Or who have the show I intend to do someday because I have my own thoughts and experiences on that. It would take several shows for me to share all that's going on in family court right now. And that's why I'm holding back because I don't want to take up the whole show on that. But yes. It's a travesty what's going on in family court right now and what is the wrong, not justice, let's put it that way. But anyway, to move on, so I don't want to focus only on that, but I'm so happy that it worked out for you in the end. I really am. Your main character, Dr. Alexandra Rose, what is the arc of what happens to her and what is the point that you're trying to make in this story?
Great question. Her arc happens way sooner than mine. Mine took over 20 years and two to read a book. Her arc, first of all, her arc is about motherhood and how valuable we are as mothers and how even if we don't have our children living with us, this is such like the most important role. So she keeps, as I did too, she keeps being their mother no matter what the physical circumstances are. That's one thing. But the real arc is that she comes from a family where, not to give too much away, where her mother is, you know, not healthy. Her father is, I'm not going to tell anybody what her father is, but I hope, was that a surprise for you?
Well, a lot of things were a surprise for me in this story, frankly.
Oh.
I mean,
okay, good.
It's very, and things happen fast. And of course, in reality, as you just said, things aren't this fast. But I think her self-discovery, for me, is what I think you're trying to tell the world with this, is how a woman can, and you know, see herself for more than just one or two things. There's a lot of dimensions to us. Than just a wife and just seeing ourselves through our husband's eyes because, hey, you know, let's blow that pop stand. We're way more than what he thought we were. We are more than that. So I think that you did that very, very well. And that's very important to tell people.
Oh, yes. I've had so many people tell me that they felt empowered, that if the main character could do this, she could do anything. One even said she decided to go back to school. Yes, it is. You know, no longer, well, if he says I'm not pretty enough, then I must not be pretty enough or sexy enough or smart enough. It's who are we? And I think she does, after, you know, all these things happen to her, she does emerge as a powerful woman in her own right.
Yeah, I think she's open to new love, new kinds of love. I feel like, you know, I feel like some of the stereotypes here are a little antiquated with maybe what we are actually today, but I think it's important for women of all ages to see that all generations can be more. Maybe I should go on the road with you and promote your book for you.
Come on, we have an RV.
But I feel like all generations, all races, all orientations should see that they can be more than what just someone else, their partner of many years who they just, you know, slept with the first person that they met in high school or college and became that person's partner, took care of the children, whatever, and, you know, were well taken care of until they weren't. One day they came home and found out that person wasn't who they thought they were, or they got into a routine and just didn't pay attention. And many, many people, many, many marriages have ended, or partnerships have ended that way. And so she had to find herself again. She was clearly already a solid professional. So she had to open her eyes.
Yes, and that's why I made her. That's why I made her a solid professional, to have lost the children, because I wanted to show that it is pervasive. You know, it's happening all over. And then you also said something else that really struck me, that, you know, she was not just a reflection of him. And there are lines in the book where she says at one point, she heard herself say, "Well, my husband says," do you know? So,
exactly.
So the evolution is that she does come up with, "Well, I think,"
for in the book, is women's friendships, and where they start from and where they end up, and how people, women's loyalty. Can you address that for a minute, Dr. Soloway?
Sure. Well, first of all, when I got a divorce, we had just moved to California, and I knew no one. So there was a huge void. What I decided was, in this book, I wanted to show the importance and how we can get through anything if we have the camaraderie of a strong group of women. So I made the First Friday Book Club. And in that book club, they discuss, and I don't know if you, did you get this one, that the novels parallel her life each month?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
Of course you got it.
Anyone who's paying attention,
really,
that would be, by the way, any woman.
Yes. So the novels that I picked do parallel her life, because I was an English teacher before I became a chiropractor, by the way. So I have this group, and this group of female friends is so important, because they allow her and they mirror her, what do I call it, her, in my mind, not in the book, her Greek chorus. You know,
right.
They're always there telling her, supporting her, but also telling her where she's faltering.
Right. They're not
and
all
they're
one
fun.
Voice either. There's different kinds of people in this group, this Greek chorus.
Oh, yeah. Meredith is
different
over
kinds
the top.
Of loyalty.
She's my favorite.
Right. Different kinds of voices, different kinds of loyalties within this group of women, which I think is very important. Now talk about sex. The title
and
of
they're
the book,
they're
sex
all
happens.
Modeled on real people.
Oh, well, that's good. That's good to have a variety of friends. Now talk about sex.
Talk about sex.
And the sex
right.
in the book.
Well, first of all, the title I picked because, you know, when our lover, spouse, partner tells us, "I've had sex with somebody else," it's like, that is such a gut punch moment. That is like such a betrayal. So I picked it because of that was the moment where she realized life is not going as planned. And I also, you know, we think of that's where we're the most raw, and we think, oh gosh, if he says he doesn't want me, then I must not be. And so that's why I picked that. And also, she does have a really great, what does someone say, a sexual relationship with this gorgeous black guy who might be sort of like a fatal attraction. I'm not going to say anything, but she does have a relationship and explores her sexuality through that relationship and reclaims it.
Right. Through some interesting plot twists, which we'll not reveal on the show. It's worth reading and having fun with that. Yes, she does re-explore her sexual relationship, and that's pretty gratifying in the book for those who want to read that kind of fun stuff. And you're right,
right. As an English teacher, I can write better than 50 Shades, but as sexy. but the thing with that is the reason that her lover was picked was also to show that everybody is not really just black or white. And I don't mean that in color. I just mean that we're all complex and everybody is changing. And, you know, he certainly does too.
Right. You certainly gave these characters some depth, and each person has a story, and they're not just there to serve one purpose. So I'll give you credit for that. And I think people actually on the comments that I saw actually wrote that too, and they appreciated that. That's absolutely true. Having been through some of this yourself and writing this, what gratification did you get when this novel was finished? Like, how did you feel about, I heave a sigh of relief and say, I've done something, I've written this, it's out of my system. Was this cathartic for you, even though most of it, I guess, isn't you, but some of it is you? What did this do for you personally, having written this book?
Oh, okay. To be honest, the day I decided it was going to go live or whatever, I sat in the white chair and I made my husband promise we could move to another state where no one would know who I am. I could take on his name and I was going to be fine. I was panicked because people would know or would ask me, did you lose custody? I mean, I was absolutely in a state of panic. And my husband said, prepare yourself for people. Not everybody's going to like it. I'm getting emails almost every day and the reviews, and an agent picked it up and is trying to sell it for a movie. And I mean, you know, I walk into my tennis club. Oh, you're the one who wrote that great novel. I mean, the response has been nothing I expected, beyond my expectations.
Wow.
Shock.
And as an English teacher, but turned chiropractor, as an English teacher, did you always have an inkling to write? Did you, when did you decide to actually, you know, write this, actually sit down? Because we all know that writing is a lot of work. And I don't know how many drafts you did, but there's no such thing as a first draft genius. So this is really a lot of work to come up with this actual book and get it published. Can you talk about the process for a minute?
Well, I do have a day job where I write about 50 pages or more a week, some weeks, 100, of medical legal reports, which are really boring. And so that's my day job. So I'm writing all the time. But what I did was from midnight to 1, I would write this book. It took me 10 years, but I never gave up. I just kept writing it.
Wow.
Changed and twisted. Yeah. So after 10 years, and I took writing classes, I got accepted actually at Squaw Valley, which is a big writer's conference that's juried before you get there, and it's a whole week. I mean, Amy Tan is there, Mark Childress. It's a big thing. So I did a lot of schooling, and last month I wrote my second novel in 3 weeks.
What? Nope, no way, please. Could you repeat that, please? You wrote your second novel in 3 weeks?
The first
You're
draft.
You're kidding.
No.
That's amazing. Of your second novel. Can you give me a little hint as a title or anything, or subject matter, anything? Just a little hint?
Hint. It is about a child who's abducted. The characters from the first novel continue. And it is Alex's stepchild who is abducted, so it's pretty close to home. And you wouldn't, if you thought the ending in Sex Happens was surprising, this one is even more surprising. But every ending, I want you to know, I layer it from page one on. In other words, everything
wow.
has to be in sync. There can't be a red herring. That I can't stand those.
Right,
so,
I understand. You have to tie up every loose end.
Every loose end, like I'm sure you don't even know, there was a ring that one of the characters gave her in the middle of the book, and that she's wearing that ring at the end. I mean, everything has to be tied up and consistent. That's what I strive for. So, you know, the characters change, but there has to be some consistency throughout.
So it took you 10 years to write the first book? And 3 weeks to write the second? Is that what I heard you say?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, then you could
now
be cranking them out.
Now, it's taking me way longer to proof it. What?
You could be cranking them out for the next few years.
No, I have a real job. But
this could be your new real job, then.
Well, it's fun right now. And I'm still promoting the first book, you know, speaking all over the place and going to conferences and all of this. But in the next book is being used as a fundraiser for Child Rescue.
That's fantastic. And I know that you told me that you're speaking to charities now for this book, Sex Happens, and that you donate all the books to the charity, so they get the proceeds and the ticket fees to the charity instead of to you getting the money. You're donating it to the charities, which is really nice also. Does that mean that this book is making a profit?
Well, the book is making a profit for me, but nothing significant. But like in New York, I spoke and the ticket price was about $50, but I also sold books, and they wound up with $3,500 for Child Rescue.
That's
and then
amazing.
When I spoke in Orange County, I sold 40 books at $20, so they got $800, and I don't even know what the entrance fee was. But there were
wow.
70 people in the audience. So it's doing good in more ways
That's
than
wonderful.
One.
Yes, yes, clearly the charity part is beautiful. And just another quick word on how did you get yourself published? Once you had, because people want to know that also have day jobs that have other careers previously, even as an English teacher, not every English teacher is clearly a writer. How did you get yourself published? Once you had this manuscript, once you had the ideas, you spent 10 years on this, how did you go from that to being published? A published author is a big deal.
Well, no. Anybody can publish at this point. And I did have an agent who wanted it. And I, you know, a traditional agent. But my husband and I decided to go on an RV trip across the country and promote it. And I couldn't
wow.
go with a traditional publisher. Yeah, we went all the way across. I was on Fox Charleston, Good Morning Arizona, and spoke all over.
Wow.
But we couldn't wait, because it could take 2 years. So I had to have a product ready. So I just went through a company that helps you do your own publishing. They do it. But I do have an agent for my second book already, and I don't even know if I'm going to go through her.
Wow.
Or just do it myself. I haven't decided.
Self-publishing has become popular, but still you can't do it without some money of your own. So self-publishing is out there, but it's not exactly cheap. So you do have to have some wherewithal to do it. So good for you. It has become popular. There are
mm-hmm.
some very, very popular book festivals out here. I am broadcasting from the nation's capital, where we have a couple of very prominent book festivals, and people are out there promoting just like you would be if you were in our nation's capital coming up this weekend. You'll be promoting your book at one of our foremost book festivals, where people are promoting their own self-published books as well as traditionally published books. So
if I weren't going to be a chiropractor this weekend, I'm a chiropractic National Board Examiner and examining, listening to the candidates, the chiropractors, and, you know, deciding whether they pass or fail. Otherwise, I'd go to Washington.
I bet you'd have quite a crowd out here because it's a very prolific book reading community out here, and people self-published. There's a lot of, you know, it's popular. Writing is popular. Reading is popular. No question about that. That's amazing. Now, the Women of Achievement Award. Tell me exactly, for the International Association of Women, what is that organization real quick, and what did they award you the Woman of Achievement for?
We have 850,000 women in the organization, and what I did last year was go across the country. By the way, Washington, D.C. was our favorite spot. And
Yay.
Went across the country, and spoke at numerous chapters throughout the country, and spoke about empowering women, how you need unshakable drive to make it. Oh, my goodness. Last week I spoke and got a standing ovation, my first ever. It was so cool. It was crazy.
Good for you.
And
I can imagine.
Oh, yeah. It was amazing. And so I guess that was how I was selected. And also my chapter is really quite an excellent chapter. We get consistent attendance. We're getting new members. So that was part of it.
Wow. I am
and
not surprised
each year
that
they pick one.
A standing ovation. Right. I'm sure that you are destined to do even more phenomenal things, especially as president of your chapter in North Orange. Now, for your second book, can we look forward to seeing you in the RV making your way around the country with your husband?
Yes, we have it on the calendar. It's going to be published. It's going to be published in December. And one lady wrote back, okay, that's my Christmas present for all my girlfriends. So I didn't even think about that. But it'll be published in December and will probably hit the road in May.
So December of this year?
Or March, excuse me.
Or,
oh, yeah.
Of 2019 then. So March of 2019.
No.
Published in December of this year and on the road in March of 2019?
Yes.
You are working fast.
Yes.
Do we have a title for that book?
I'm having trouble. I think it's going to be called Gracie's Gone, because the little girl is named Gracie. But there was a movie.
Gracie's Gone. Okay.
There was a movie like that. I mean, with that similar title, it's called Gracie Is Gone or something, but it's a mother who's abducted. But I, you know, there's no title, proprietary control on a title.
Well, let's leave people with the website sexhappensanovel.com. Is there any other way that you would like to hear from people other than where people can get information on that? I know they can find your book on Amazon, but where else would you like to hear from people, if at all? I'm sure you would like to hear from them.
Oh, I want to hear I want to hear from them on their reviews. You know, people, we're all busy. So many people will tell me, I've read your book, I loved it, but you know, they don't take the 1 minute to write the review. So I'd love to hear reviews, and I will give you my email.
Okay, go ahead. Shoot.
My email is C Soloway, that's Soloway, at ca.rr.com.
I'm going to go ahead and add that to the show notes. So C as in Carol, Soloway, at CA as in California, .rr.com. Okay? Everybody got
right.
that?
And Soloway.
I'll add that to the show notes. Right.
Perfect.
Okay.
Perfect.
I will
yes,
that.
I'd love to hear. And I do Skype any book clubs, and they can ask me
Good.
Anything.
All right. We got to go. Thanks for listening, everybody, and more power to you. Thank you, Carol Soloway.
You
Talk
too.
To you later,
Thank
everybody.
You.
I'm Karen Allen. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.